We're going to be talking again about the called and chosen, the elect. We started last time with the truth that the elect get invited to be the elect. And we make the choice to be the elect on that invitation. And this invitation comes through the gospel. As Paul said in Romans 10:17, consequently, faith comes from hearing the message, and the message is heard through the word about Christ. When we visited the Lord's Prayer, which Jesus taught to his disciples upon their request to teach us to pray, we found that this prayer had a larger picture to offer rather than just a truncated view of primarily forgiveness of sins, though we certainly receive that through Jesus Christ. I want you to know, and I want you to believe, that when God says, I will clean you up, He will clean you up. Now, I don't know if you've figured it out yet. I've only been here for a little while. I don't get it all right. There's a lot over the years I didn't get right. And I hung out with a big bunch of people that didn't get it right either. And you know what God thinks about that? It's okay, son. We're going to make another run at it. And we'll do that. We don't always get it done right. But what we can do and can know, God has the power to get it right for us, doesn't He? I don't worry about all that. I'll mess up. I hang out with people who mess up. And if we get some new people, and if we get 50 in a little while, we're going to have 50 more that's going to mess up. So I'm in good company with you and with Him. We found out that this prayer had a larger picture to offer rather than the truncated view where you just swallow it down to something not much to it. We certainly receive what Jesus Christ has to give us. Matthew 6:9-10. This then is how you should pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. You say, well, you know, that's just rote stuff. Let me tell you, it's rote stuff. But you got to ask the question, who wrote it? Now, God didn't write it. The apostles did that. Who told them to do it? God did. No matter who gets involved in all of this stuff, God's at the center of all of it. We found that the Lord's Prayer had a larger picture to offer rather than a truncated view. Jesus is waiting, and He is always on time to forgive our sins. If you don't have your sins removed, you're in trouble. Is that true? Does God offer that to us? If we say, well, you know, hooey. I'm going to tell you what, when God says, I can help you, I will do this, I will take your burden, you need to stand up and say, I want to go. I want to be a part of all of that. Matthew 6:9-10, where we had our prayer. This is how we ought to pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. See, we're in a twofold thing. We are on earth right here. And that work for which they should pray was that God's kingdom would fill the earth with richness that was already filling heaven. And that God wants the earth filled with the same. And that same is the glory that fills His domain. God allows us to have activity in His realm at some level. But that's His level to choose what He wants. In Acts 16, we saw a remarkable visual experience where the colonization of earth with the life of heaven took place. And Paul and Silas, of the elect, were key earthbound players. We often run like a rabid animal to get to the part where the Philippian jailer and his household were baptized, and they missed the larger story of what God's elect did in that city, because that was what the elect are called to do, which is also included by the baptism of the jailer and his household. Yeah, but he didn't go through all the stuff we do. He wasn't a good, faithful member of the Church of Christ at so-and-so. God can use anybody He wants to, anywhere, any day, any time, yes or no, and it will be right. We often miss how they directed the local governments through their righteous behavior, making way for the kingdom of heaven to colonize that little part of the earth with the life of heaven. Heaven came down. Isn't there a song, Heaven Came Down? How exciting is that? To know that God came down from heaven to help us. God has established authorities on the earth because His goodness has evil that He's fighting all the time that we're doing all of that. 1 Timothy 2:1-8. I urge you then, first of all, that petitions, prayers, intercessions, and thanksgivings be made for all people, for the kings and all those in authority, that we may live in peace, a peaceful and quiet lives in all goodness and holiness. This is good, and it pleases God, our Savior, who wants all people to be saved and come to a knowledge of the truth. For there is one God and one mediator between God and mankind, the man Christ Jesus, who gave Himself as a ransom for all people. This has been witnessed to at the proper time. As for this purpose, I was appointed a herald and an apostle, and I'm telling the truth. I am not lying, and He's a faithful teacher of the Gentiles. Can God reach anywhere He chooses? Can God make something out of nothing? Can God make things grow when nothing else would grow? God could change things we can't change. I can change the plants in your garden. I can make them die. I'm good at that. That's why she don't let me plant any. God is planting seeds all the time. For us, we, the elect, the people who are supposed to correct the behavior, not just our behavior, it's our job to fix the behavior of kings. That's our job, part of our job. Does the White House need any correcting? And if a whole new regime comes in at some other time, will it still need that? God is in the middle of what happens in the nations. We think that the USA is the best country in the world. You go ahead and believe that if you want to. But there are other nations in this world who do well and do right. Now, are there people in this world that do it wrong? Yes. That's going to be anywhere you go. We who are the elect need to begin to conceive in our minds and hearts that our job is not to bash the governments of the world, but to center our concerns on what kings, rulers, presidents, and authorities do when they become rulers. That's what we need to think about. Would prayer be something to do during that time? You've got people wanting to be president or vice president or want to be this part or this part or this part. They're all going to try to get their place. What if God's people were standing in those places, having that influence in those places? You think it'd be different? We who are the elect need to begin to conceive in our mind and our hearts that our job is not to bash the governments of this world, but to center our concerns on what the kings, rulers, presidents, and authorities do when they become rulers. That's why you have the elections and all of that kind of stuff. That's why you give the opportunity to the nation to say, here's your time to speak your mind. That's why you have elections and all of that. We hear people say things, we just need to take control of our governments and take this country back. You know, and you could have a bunch of people in a huge auditorium and they'd be, yay, 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 yay. Let me tell you something about getting in control. We're dumber than dirt on that. Control is a word that we often use, and we need to understand that the word control is an illusion. God Almighty is the only one in creation who can really control it. Now, people can mess around with it up in the big house, but can God take that down if He chooses? A bad ruler is not the same thing as a bad person in the common scheme of things. A bad ruler can lead a much larger population of people away from God on the wrong track, just as a single person can do. A bad ruler can lead a population of people away from God. Yes or no? The church has a role that's larger than the government. You and I are in the hands of Jehovah God. When the world was formed, did God have to go get stuff to make it happen? Or did He just call it into being? It was no daylight, and all of a sudden, let there be what? Light. We've settled for meeting together from one Sunday to another, incorporating various acts of worship as we conceive them, allowing that to satisfy our role till we meet again, leaving most of what we do to be undone within the confines of some church building on some street in some city or town or area. God wants us to be so involved in what we're doing that God is just happy that we're doing what we're doing the way we're doing it. What we're about to read here was written to Israel, but they're not the elect. The Israel of God today, they're not the elect. In Micah 6:1-16, listen to what the Lord says. Stand up, plead my case before the mountains, and let the hills hear what you have to say. Hear, you mountains, the Lord's accusing. Listen, you everlasting foundations of the earth, for the Lord has a case against His people. He is lodging a charge against Israel. My people, what have I done for you? How have I burdened you? Answer me. I brought you up out of Egypt and redeemed you from the land of slavery and sent Moses to lead you also, and Aaron and Miriam. And my people, remember what Balak, king of Moab, plotted when Balaam, son of Beor, answered. Remember your journey from Shittim, from Gilgal, that you may know the righteous acts of the Lord, Shall I come before the Lord and bow down before the exalted God? Shall I come before him with burnt offerings, with calves a year old? Will the Lord be pleased with thousands of rams, with 10,000s of rivers of olive oil? Shall I offer my firstborn for my transgression, the fruit of my body for the sin of my soul? He has shown you, O mortal, what is good. And does the Lord require of you to act justly, love mercy, walk humbly with God? Would that fix this world? Would those things fix this world? Act justly, love mercy, walk humbly with your God. God's elect are called, and that's our job, by the way, to lift Jesus Christ up to the world as Lord, so that this elevated Lord can challenge the governments of the world, making them feel responsible for the corruption within their ranks, and then to instruct them as their responsibility should be. We tend to fight among ourselves around the country over one candidate or another. Do you believe that everybody that's ever been in the White House had it right? You figure that even maybe they got them half right? Is half right enough to have a nation? Righteousness in a nation does not come from some form of governmental election, but rather it comes from a lifted up Lord and Christ. You and I do not invite Jesus Christ to be Lord of our life. I remember hearing a guy one time lead in a prayer. I don't remember a whole lot of stuff in my life, but this one stuck with me. We're going to invite Jesus into our heart. Let me tell you what, Jesus has been there way before you got there. You believe it? What Jesus is waiting on is for us to catch up, not for him to catch up. You and I have no business trying to fix or repair a single thing that God in his heavenly realm is doing. That's his business, not mine and not yours. Your salvation and mine is not about getting something from God, but rather that we can be cleaned up and we can rub shoulders and work hand in hand with our holy God and set things right in the realm of the world. This is what it's calling for. This is what God wants done. And it won't be done if his people don't do it. Looking, listening closely, taking to heart what Jesus defines as his purpose and his work is what we need to do. John said this in 17:1-25. After Jesus said this, he looked toward heaven and prayed, Father, the hour has come. Glorify your Son, that your Son may glorify you. For you have granted him authority over all the people, that he might give eternal life to all those you have given him. Now this is the eternal life, that you know the only one true God, Jesus Christ, whom you have sent. I cannot fix this country. There's people who are trying. They can't do it. This thing is a heavenly thing. I don't care who is bartering for what. Jesus just gave us the key ingredient to our role as his elect. Here it is, that we know the Father and that we know Jesus Christ. Do you know that to make the Father and meet Jesus Christ, that's all you need? Would that change the world? Would it do it? Yeah. Now, we could talk about this forever, but I'm going to tell you what Jesus did. Jesus allowed himself to be dead in a grave. And on the third day, what did he do? He arose. I'm not a betting man, but I bet you that we can put you in the grave and you won't come out. He did it on his own power. We know the Father, we know Jesus Christ, and today we have the invitation for our lives to be changed. I do bad things. I hang out with people at churches that do bad things. God has never even slapped me, but he should have. But I'll tell you this, God is on our side. No matter who you are and what your needs are, God can fix that. I can't. I don't have the power, but I know who does. And he will bring us up from the grave. Even when we die, we're coming back. You believe that? And the church said,
amen.
Amen.